Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Cheer. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 45. The key sentence is...
お誕生日おめでとう。
Happy birthday.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand.Today is Anna's birthday. Sakura's cousin Kenta has come from Shizuoka. They are celebrating her birthday at a restaurant together with other friends.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 45. The key sentence is...
お誕生日おめでとう。
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
アンナ、お誕生日、おめでとう。これ、ほんの気持ちです。
どうもありがとうございます。何をもらったの？開けてもいいですか？
Okay, let's go over the skit.
アンナ、お誕生日、おめでとう。
アンナ、Happy birthday.
アンナ
is speaking to Anna.
お誕生日
is a birthday. It's a polite expression with
誕生日
a birthday, and the honorific
お
before it.
おめでとう
is literally congratulations.
お誕生日おめでとう
is today's key sentence. If you want to say it even more politely, you can say おめでとう and add
ございます
after it.
Altogether, it's お誕生日おめでとうございます, right? Now, Michelle, what can I say if I want to congratulate someone on, say, passing an entrance exam using おめでとうございます?
Okay, let's think together. Passing an entrance exam is
合格.
So it would be 合格おめでとうございます. Congratulations on passing an entrance exam, right?
That's right.Kenta offers a packet to Anna.
これ、ほんの気持ちです。
This is a little something for you.
これ
is this.
ほんの
is just a little.
気持ち
literally means feelings. You often say
ほんの気持ち
when you give somebody a present. This can be said to convey your humble consideration for the one who receives the present.
This
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
In Japan, even when giving a present, people seek to be humble.
We want to communicate our feelings that this is not much of a thing, but please accept it, if you don't mind. Anna received the present from Kenta and says,
どうもありがとうございます。
I would like to thank you very much.
どうもありがとうございます。
I would like to thank you very much.It is a polite way of saying, ありがとうございます。Thank you very much. Sakura asks,
何をもらったの?
What did you get? More literally, what have you been given?
何?
Is what?
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
もらった
is the た form of the verb,
もらいます
to get, to be given, to receive.Here the た form indicates that the action of receiving took place or has been completed.
の
At the end of this sentence is an abbreviated form of
のですか
An expression to seek an explanation or a confirmation.
So we say 何をもらったの? Right?
Yes. Then Anna asks
開けてもいいですか?
May I open this?
開けて
Is the て form of the verb
開けます
to open. If you say
もういいですか
after the て form, you're seeking approval. You learned this in lesson 14.
I'm curious what Anna got from Kenta.
Maybe we'll find out soon. Now, let's listen to the skit for lesson 45 again. Today's key sentence is
お誕生日おめでとう
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
アンナ、お誕生日おめでとう。
これ、ほんの気持ちです。
どうもありがとうございます。何をもらったの？開けてもいいですか？
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned the verb moraimasu, to get, to be given, to receive. In lesson 33, we also learned the verbs agemasu, to give, and kuremasu, also to give. What are the differences?
That's a good question. Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, first of all, please note that both
あげます
and
くれます
means to give and
もらいます
means to be given, to get, or to receive. In Japanese, which one to use depends on the subject, the giver or the receiver, and also depending on who is the receiver. If the giver is the subject, you use either あげます or くれます. Both mean to give. If the receiver is yourself or a person close to you who belongs to your inner group, you use
くれます.
If you want to say, Kenta gives a photograph to me, a photograph is
写真.
Me is
私.
You use the particle
に
to indicate the receiver, so Kenta gives a photograph to me is
Kenta は私に写真をくれます。
If the receiver is a person outside your inner group, you use
あげます。
So you say
Kenta はアンナに写真をあげます。
Kenta gives Anna a photograph. When the receiver is the subject, you use
もらいます。
To be given, to get, or to receive.You use the particle
に
to indicate the giver. In case Anna is given a photograph by Kenta,
Anna
is the subject. The giver is Kenta. So you say
Kenta に
Anna is given a photograph by Kenta is
Anna は Kenta に写真をもらいます。
If you receive something from a superior, it is better to say
いただきます。
Instead of もらいます。 If you use いただきます properly, I'm sure you'll find yourself a lot more comfortable in Japanese.
That was today's Teacher's Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today, we will introduce sound words to express emotion.
ジーン、ジーン。
Describes being moved almost to tears and feeling deep emotion.
I can almost imagine being moved to tears.
Yes, if you're moved to tears, maybe this is better.
ほろり、ほろり。
Describes being moved to tears in spite of yourself and feel sympathy for somebody.In today's sound words, we introduced
ジーン
and
ほろり.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Kenta gave me a necklace in the shape of Mount Fuji. I was deeply moved and felt ジーン。
Did you enjoy lesson 45? Today's key sentence was
お誕生日おめでとう。
Happy birthday!
Next time we'll tell you about Anna and Kenta after the birthday party.
Join us again!
さようなら!
Thank you.